2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon, 3:30 at KSL. Jeff Kaplan here. It is a gray sky, 30 degrees, KSL's top story. State water watchers say so far Utah is experiencing its best winter in nearly two decades.
The Division of Water Resources credits the frequent storms and cooler weather so far this winter for putting our snowpack at 183% of normal for the year to date. And it's made a big dent in terms of the ongoing drought. Most of the state is still in either severe or extreme drought, but absolutely none of the state is currently at what's considered the worst drought level, exceptional. So with that said, state leaders say we still need multiple years like this one to completely erase the drought and shore up our water supply. Becky Bruce, KSL News Radio.
So if you have dreams of watering your lawn 7 days a week this summer, forget about it. The Division of Water Resources Director Candace Hassenjager says we need to conserve as much as ever.
This is our opportunity to do more, and we really can't take our foot off the gas pedal right now. We need to continue to conserve and continue to really shore up our water resources for the state.
Sure. The snowpack is, what did she say, 183% of normal. But Hassenjager says it'll take several more winters like this to get us out of the drought. Just outside St. George, the mayor of Ivins, Utah, says they're running out of water. Mayor Chris Hart says for 60 years, they've always had a trick up their sleeves to squeeze more water out of the parched landscape, but he warns there is little left. The Virgin River has little to offer, and he now doubts they'll ever be able to build a pipeline from Lake Powell to fuel future growth. That has been the plan, but he's now calling it the Lake Powell pipe dream. Lawmakers, including Utah Senator Mike Lee, grilled Ticketmaster's parent company, Live Nation, today, and it was all about the Taylor Swift ticket fiasco. KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe is live with details. Amy?
Jeff, today's Senate Judiciary Committee meeting was full of Taylor Swift quotes, like this one from Senator Mike Lee.
Karma's a relaxing thought. Aren't you envious that for you it's not?
Senator Lee also joked about Swiftie fans at the Capitol among those he says are the most smiling and happy demonstrators he's seen. The hearing was all about whether Ticketmaster is keeping up with its commitments after its merger with Live Nation.
It's very important that we maintain fair, free, open, and even fierce competition in this and as in every other space.
Senator Lee also says that we don't need new antitrust laws to protect competition. They just need to better enforce existing laws. Reporting live, Amy Kobabe, KSL News Radio.
The Taylor Swift lyrics sound different when Mike Lee says them. KSL News Time, 3:32. The U.S. is getting set to send U.S.-made tanks to Ukraine. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, sources tell the Associated Press that the administration is finalizing plans to send Abrams tanks to Ukraine. The timing around the actual delivery of the tanks is still unclear, and it normally takes several months to train troops to use those tanks effectively. The tanks are made by Chrysler. A new push on Capitol Hill for tougher gun laws in the wake of this week's mass shootings in California. But Republican Congressman Morgan Luttrell of Texas says stiffer laws aren't the answer.
One thing that I've seen in my time in the military overseas fighting in two wars is that if the bad actors will always find a way.
There have already been 39 mass shootings in the U.S. this year. Investigators in Northern California say an angry co-worker is responsible for killing seven people at two mushroom farms late yesterday. San Mateo County District Attorney Stephen Wagstaff says the man has made it clear he was angry at his employer.
It has alleviated for us any thought that this was a hate crime.
Investigators are still working to learn the motive behind a fatal shooting at a Lunar New Year celebration on Saturday. Police today releasing the identities of the 11 people killed. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chalaos, KSL News Radio.
An investigation into smoking on school property led to a much bigger discovery at Hillcrest High this morning. A 14-year-old suspected of smoking ran away, so a school resource officer chased him down and found a gun tucked into the kid's waistband. Unified Police say there were no threats to Hillcrest students. That 14-year-old is now at Salt Lake Juvenile Detention. Should pregnant women be allowed to drive in the HOV lane? State House member Stephanie Grishish is proposing a state law that counts a woman and her unborn child as two different people.
Is pulled over who is pregnant, she would submit proof of pregnancy signed by a physician for a dismissal of the citation.
The Utah County Republican points out an unborn child already counts as a person in homicide cases. A dangerous drug called bath salts is showing up in Utah, and a major investigation has yielded dozens of arrests. KSL News Radio's Adam Small has details.
The DEA Metro Narcotics Task Force has arrested 25 people and seized millions in real estate, cash, and other assets since they started targeting bath salt distributors in Utah last year. Salt Lake City Police Chief Mike Brown says bath salts are a drug with a huge profit margin on the streets, and they're seeing more of it around the Salt Lake Valley.
A pound of bath salts can sell for $200,000. The drug can cause agitation, paranoia, delusions, and even death. KSL News Time, 3:36. First look traffic now. Len Thomas taking a look.
Well, we're looking pretty good right now in Davis County. No delays on I-15, and in the Utah County, no problem. Still southbound slowing from Murray to Midvale, and out on the Mountain View Corridor, starting to slow up as it does every day this time of the day from the 201 and spots down to 3500 South. Len Thomas in the KSL Traffic Center. Okay.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.